Well, this week, President Trump said his administration is working on an infrastructure initiative which would allocate at least $1 trillion for a facelift of the country's roads and bridges, along with social infrastructure improvements to energy, water, and broadband projects. Seattle is in the middle of a huge infrastructure project right now. It's moving a 2-mile section of an elevated freeway on the waterfront underground. The project has just reached a milestone after nearly 4 years. The giant tunnel boring machine known as Bertha finally finished its dig underneath the city earlier this week. Kate Walters of Here and Now contributor KUOW was there when Bertha finally broke through.
That is the sound of one of the biggest tunnel boring machines on Earth finally crossing the finish line. The huge round cut ahead looks like something out of a space movie as it grinds through the final barrier to daylight. After a nearly 2-mile long dig and more than 2 years of delays, Bertha is finally done. Washington Governor Jay Inslee says this is a momentous occasion and, despite some road bumps, he has no regrets.
When there were problems on this job, we were insistent that the contractor finish this job and fulfill its obligation to the people of the state of Washington. And today, when you see this tunnel boring, the only thing stronger I think I've seen is King Kong, and now we got ourselves a tunnel. So I'm glad we kept going.
The tunneling project has been a mammoth undertaking, and officials say its completion marks a key milestone in the effort to provide fast and reliable trips along State Route 99 for cars and freight. They say the route supports the movement of more than $30 billion in cargo each year. King County Executive Dow Constantine says the completion of Bertha's dig is a defining moment for the region, on par with the founding of the University of Washington and the building of the Space Needle.
Those were moments that helped define what this region is and what we will become. And just as we completed this remarkable work of engineering today, we are going to continue to build because entropy is not our friend.
Bertha's job may be done, but it wasn't all smooth sailing. The machine overheated in late 2013, causing massive delays. The $2 billion tunneling project could also come in as much as $149 million over budget. There's an ongoing court battle over who will pay for the cost overruns, but Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says it won't be the city.
We don't ask any city or county in this state to pay for a state project. If we begin asking one city to pay for it, all cities will pay for it. I don't think the legislature wants to go there.
Critics have also questioned the decision to sink millions into a new highway in an era where climate change is such a big issue. But to tunnel contractor Chris Dixon, this milestone is historic and has implications beyond Seattle. He says the fact that one of the biggest machines in the world could cut through tough soil conditions under a major city opens the door for other projects like this.
I think with what we've proven here, it's going to create opportunities going forward for other large diameter tunnel projects that were never attempted in the past until we attempted it on this project.
Seattle resident Wendell Wilson isn't thinking about more projects. He's surprised this one was finished at all.
No, I thought it was going to be at least another, one more breakdown in another year is what I was thinking.
Wilson drives State Route 99 every now and then, and he's glad Bertha's done and the new route is moving forward. Still, it'll be a while before Wilson or anyone else gets to drive through the new tunnel. Crews still have to complete the double-decker highway within and install electric, plumbing and safety systems. The old elevated road also has to be demolished, and a toll rate still needs to be set. That's right, there will be tolls. All in all, the state estimates the tunnel will open to traffic in 2019. As for Bertha, the machine will be disassembled over the next 4 to 5 months. Its job is finally done. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Walters in Seattle.